Today is the International Beer Day, a time when people around the world raise a glass to celebrate beer's cultural and also social role. But what, I mean, while the day is marked with cheers, and you know cheers, right? And
101 FM.
Yes, it's also an opportunity to have honest conversations about the impact of alcohol on our mental health and also our mental well-being. Now, regular alcohol, its use can actually carry risks that often go unnoticed, from increased stress and also anxiety to addiction and long-term psychological harm.
And to help us unpack the hidden side of beer and alcohol consumption, we are joined here by Emmanuel Moju, a clinical psychologist from HealthNet TPO, who will help us explore the effect of alcohol on our minds and what support is available for those who want to make a change. Emmanuel, welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you.
So as we mark the International Beer Day, what would you say are the hidden dangers of regular alcohol consumption that many people overlook?
Well, as you know very well, alcohol is always associated with celebrations, with relax. And of course, during such moments of celebrations and relax, people fail to take them more. And they didn't understand that actually it affects them slowly and surely in so many areas. First and foremost, you will realize that alcohol actually affects almost all parts of the body. Maybe I will give some few examples to make it more clear. Number one, it affects the mental and neurological system of the body. And you know, neurology is that part of the body that connects the communication within the body as a whole. Number two, it also affects our cardiovascular system, our heart, the way it functions. Number two, it also affects our behaviors and our relationship with the society. Number three, it also affects our physical health. Number four, it actually affects reproductive health. And many others I can continue counting. But probably to make it more clear, I might need to give some examples. How does it affect our mental and neurological systems? I think that makes it a little bit better.
Yes.
If you look at regular drinking, worsens our anxiety, as you say, and it results into depression. This one we call it mood disorder. Secondly, it also affects us in long-term use. Alcohol affects us and impair our decision-making, simply because, you see, the communication is already interrupted because of too much drinking. As I said, neurology is the connections that makes us communicate. Number three, the long-term use of alcohol also damages our nerves, and then you begin to see some people complain of pains on their, you see, at their legs, maybe even at the fingers, simply because some of their nerves are already damaged. And then if you look at the cardiovascular system, in the cardiovascular system, you begin to realize that people experience high blood pressure. This is one of the effects. Sometimes stroke. This is also one effect of too much drinking. You can also begin to see people have irregular heartbeats. All this happens because of too much drinking. If we come to our behaviors, you begin to see that people are isolated because of what you do when you are drunk. And still, as you do these things, you still continue drinking. You see people doesn't like to associate so much with you, because of the behaviors that you show during your drinking. But still, you go for it, you see. So alcohol misuse can damage personal and professional relationship, because you tend to be absent from your place of work. Sometimes, you know, when you come to the place of work drunk, what you smell, you see.
Create inconvenience to your colleagues.
You see. So all this happened. And now when you come to your physical body, people normally who drinks, you see that their liver becomes fatty. And that fats on the liver makes the liver unable to function very
properly.
And then you begin to see there's something called cirrhosis. Cirrhosis actually is injury in the liver.
Mm.
And that definitely will lead into the liver fails to function. If you come to the reproductive system, a female who is pregnant, carrying a baby, is affected. The baby is affected. And we call it fetal syndrome, simply because that child is affected. And when the child is born, the brain is almost damaged.
Mm.
You begin to see the child is not able to grow. When the child is taken to school, the child is not performing very well. And it has a lot of impact. Again, you can begin to see there's immune suppression. You yourself who is taking, your immunity begins to go down.
Mm.
And that's why you begin to see some people who are suffering from tuberculosis. Most of their tuberculosis is related to drinking.
Mm.
And those are the things that people do not know that they are happening to them.
Mm.
And in fact, it is killing them slowly. But they do not know that.
So, let me just come in, Emmanuel. Are you saying that because early on you mentioned alcohol is related to celebrations? So, during celebrations, should people avoid drinking alcohol?
I think so. Because if you know this is a poison and it's likely to kill you, why do you need to drink poison? That's number one. People call it food, but indeed it is not food because of the effects. When it comes to our brains, we cannot reason out very well.
Mm.
Simply because the smaller cells that are affected by the alcohol are damaged.
Is alcohol generally completely bad? Are you completely discouraging people from drinking?
Not really, because you see, when you look at science also says it improves some other functions in the body. But the problem here is if you weigh the benefits to the disadvantages, you begin to see that the disadvantages are even more than the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do then? In this case, what do you select? Do you select the disadvantages that are more, or you select the benefits that are very few?
So when does actually the casual beer that we're talking about, when does casual beer the drinking of casual beer cross the line into now an addiction?
Well, addiction already is a problem. When you tell me, or when I tell somebody you are addicted, that is already a problem. Yeah, as you said, how did it cross to become
to that line? Yeah.
Yeah, so there are indicators that shows that someone is actually becoming addicted. Number one, there is something we call tolerance. Tolerance means if you used to take one bottle and you get drunk, the next time you need at least two or two and a half bottles, or even three, for you to become drunk.
Mm.
That is one important sign that shows that you are already crossing the line. Mm. Number two, you begin also to see that you lost control. You begin to struggle when you want to cut it down. All the time you want to spend all your money on drinking. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot stop. There is that urge in you that the alcohol have created. So you can never cut down. The other thing is, if you don't drink, you begin to feel there's something we call withdrawal, maybe syndrome, or we call it signs. You begin to see your hands begin to
shake.
And you begin to see you are sweating for no reason.
If you don't drink.
Of course, then you begin getting headache. Huh? Mm. You begin seeing these kind of things. Simply because you have not taken what?
Beer.
Alcohol. Mm. Number two, you cannot longer perform the way you used to perform. You see, your activities are going down simply because the energy that normally keeps you going was the alcohol.
Mm.
And in this case, it affects you negatively. Again, you begin to see that you begin to neglect your responsibility as maybe a family head, maybe I don't know how to call it. But of course, if you are the person in charge at home, you're supposed to provide for the family.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you are not able to cut down your drinking. So it means you'll spend all the resources to
beer.
Then you'll have nothing left for the children. You come home, you see miserable people at home.
Mm.
Are you seeing this? Again, you begin to see that you are only drinking those alcohol to cope with the stress. Because once the alcohol dissipates in your mind and you see the real situation of your family, what happened? You become stressed. You become depressed. And you don't know what to do. Simply because you have been taking too much.
Mm.
And that is not very good. And then each time you want to quit, you can never quit. It's very difficult.
Why?
Simply because the addiction that you have already gotten yourself into. As you think like you want to leave, that thing in your heart, say, the no, just go, yes, the
just
arch,
a glass.
Yes, just let me go and get even a cup.
So, Emmanuel Moju, what is the safest way for people to start quitting?
Well,
I'm quite sure there are some people who are listening to you now and they really want to quit. What should they do first?
Well, I think there are a number of ways that we can do if we need to feel safer. There are a number of ways. Number one, if we look at these signs and symptoms, you begin to see that we have to follow a trajectory to enable us ensure that we are able to quit the drinking.
Mm.
Number one, you need to consult a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Because as you continue drinking, your blood is already used to the amount of alcohol that is in your body. And when you stop drinking, definitely there will be some kind of side effect.
Mm.
So you need, that's number one, you need to consult a medical doctor. Number two, you need to prepare a plan and expect the worst. Why do I say expect the worst? Because your blood is already used to. You're already used to ensuring that normally you are taken by the drinks. And therefore, you cannot proceed smoothly. Number two, you have to ensure that you find some alternatives that would help you fill that gap. So that as you use those alternatives, it at least becomes like a cushion to reduce that impact that is in you. Because sometimes the impact can be very, very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then now when we talk about the methods, what are safest methods? They are, of course, many of them. One of them, we call it dialectical behavior therapy. If we talk about dialectical behavior therapy, we are saying that sometimes as human beings, we have thoughts in us. Some of the thoughts, actually most of the thoughts just come into us. Automatic positive and negative thoughts. And in the case of drinking, it is the automatic negative thoughts that we need to overcome. So dialectical behavior therapy helps us to identify those automatic negative thoughts. And then it helps us to find some ways of eliminating them so that we reduce that effect. Then the other safest way is we need to join some groups. There are groups like Alcoholic Anonymous.
Mm.
These are groups that are made up of people who have undergone similar experiences of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And because of their experiences, they sit together and they share those experiences. Mm-hmm. And as they share these experiences, it becomes learning experiences for all of them.
Mm.
You begin to see, when I tell my story, you tell your story, another one tell their story, they begin to say, oh, it is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Because those stories are not good stories. Most of the stories are stories where sometimes you almost died.
Mm.
Some of the stories are you have neglected your own family. Some of the stories you have been sacked from places of work so many times. And so simply because of alcohol, that can be what? Can be prevented. Mm. This is something you can prevent.
Emmanuel, there are people who have been drinking for years, for decades now. And these people continue to live until today. I mean, is this not confusing people in terms of understanding whether alcohol is truly bad?
Well, you see, people continue to. The good thing is that God has created us differently.
Mm.
Our strength, our stamina is different from one person to the other. You can begin to see some people drink for a very long time, and they are not affected negatively with their drinking, but still you can see them struggling. But there are people who only take small, and you begin to see they have already developed throat cancer, colon cancer. They have developed so many other problems. They cannot control themselves. So because of this, we cannot say alcohol surely is good. Alcohol is not good completely, because alcohol has a lot of damage in our body, a lot of damage to the society, a lot of damage to actually our places of work.
Mm.
And if you count the hours lost Because someone is drunk and he cannot come to deliver the service that he or she is normally delivering. You begin to wonder a lot. If it's calculated in terms of money, you begin to wonder. And that is the reason why alcohol is not good. And then the problem is, you see, because the stages are different, you begin, you see, the stages of the effect are different. You begin from mild to severe, and then it goes to the worst. People do not realize. By the time you realize yourself, you are either in the severe stage, which is difficult to come out of it, you see. And this is why you see people continue drinking for so long, as you have said. They just continue because of they have accumulated a lot of that addiction which we are talking about. And so it's hard. It's hard to come out.
And then, Emmanuel, you find some people, they try. They work hard to leave drinking, to quit. They can be sober for some months or 1 year, 2 years. Again, they go back, they relapse. How can they avoid that?
Yes, that's one of the most important questions you have asked. For sure, this is something very difficult. This is very, very difficult. Number one, we need to identify people, places. You need to identify friends. The problem is just your friends that you associate with. The problem is the places you visit. Some people visit bar. They visit drinking places. Some people do not know how to control their emotions, and they felt when they feel lonely, they think, let me go and
drink and kill drink. Myself.
Yes. So you need to identify people you can work with. You need to identify places where you can go. You need to ensure that you are able to identify. Normally, I think this is a different thing we are talking about. But you need to identify your emotions and name them so that you can be able to come out of those emotions. Okay, and the situation. You need to ensure that you decide how long you would want to stay, for instance, in a party place. Now that I am not drinking and everyone is drinking, how long am I going to take here drinking, staying with these people who are drinking? That is an issue. So because these are your friends and the best time you know and find because you are with them, if you stay longer with them, they are the one going to convince you, please, take a little. It doesn't matter. Only today. And then you find yourself, you are already...
Tomorrow the same.
Of course, take tomorrow a little.
The next day you find yourself drinking.
Yes. So the best thing is you need to change your friends. Yes, you need to change your friends. You need to change the venues that you normally go. You need to find some other new ways of entertaining yourself. That's number one. Now, you need to build strong network with other support group networks. Like, for instance, you can go to the Juba Teaching Hospital. There are some of these groups, and you join them. And you begin to associate with these different groups that are sharing experiences of how bad alcohol had damaged them, and now how do they experience the newness of life after dropping drinking. And in this case, you begin to see that there is surely change. And that's very, very important. And then you need to develop healthy coping strategies. You need to begin eating well. You need to do exercise. You need to... Actually, exercise is very, very important. You need to eat nutritious foods. This helps your body to rebuild. And that's very, very important. Number two, finally, I just wanted to say you need to be accountable to yourself. You also need a family that is caring. You need to have a loving family that knows your journey, that knows that your journey is not easy. You need their support. You need friends who can support you too. And if you don't have that kind of family, believe me, it will be very hard for you to go. Very, very difficult. So
all
that
right.
is one of the things. That's why people cannot drop.
All right. Let's keep that discussion here. Inshallah, we'll have some more longer discussions in the long run, in a short run, and very interesting discussions. Thank you so much, Emmanuel, for joining us this morning with Emiraya.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.